Try to kind of like tune in and see what's going on in the lives of married marriage. So it's an awesome show.
Thank you.
Now you ladies are getting ready to be honored at the Essence Music Festival, and that is so well deserved.
Oh, God.
We've been down there, you know, to honor others who have been, you know, doing this much longer than us. So for us to be in this position is, we are beyond grateful to be recognized, period. But, you know, by Essence, and it's just, it's wonderful. We feel so blessed and so grateful that God would honor us at this point in our careers.
Well, you know, we talk about this all the time, guys, and how faithful you all had been before. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I try to tell new artists coming up. They don't really understand the depth of your story. It didn't just start with the first album. It started way before then. It started when you were singing faithfully every Sunday at your church, started singing background for people. It started when you started doing the plays. This culminating into a huge, gigantic destiny that God already had mapped out for you. But the thing was, you cooperated with the destiny.
Ain't that all right? A lot of people don't know that because, you know, if you were not like, you know, an artist that went through a few records before you, or they didn't necessarily see you being a consistent feature on other people's records, they assume that you just popped out of nowhere and was a great success. But Erica and I put in countless years with our own time, our own money and effort, but nothing but a smile. And, whoo, God really used you tonight. And we were faithful.
Right.
And we were excited about it.
All you got was a good chicken dinner after service.
Yes.
Amen.
The chicken and the green beans with the bread underneath the chicken. It was always kind of mushy.
And a nice, wonderful side of sweet potato pie. Now the Lord has been bringing in different things like offertories and whatnot. And,
amen.
Services where they honor you.
Look at God.
Yes,
it's wonderful to know that God honors your faithfulness.
Yeah. Mary, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, getting ready to receive honors at the 2012 Essence Music Festival. Now, when you think about the artists who are going to come and celebrate you, from Byron Cades, Kim Burrell, Yolanda Adams, Marette Brown Clark, how does it feel to be celebrated by your peers?
Like, oh, for real? Like, they're going to come sing one
like,
of mine for real?
People don't know how much we love Yolanda. Before we were Mary, I sang background for Yolanda, and a lot of people don't know that. You at a concert, one of the many that we went to in Los Angeles at the Faith Dome, Fred Price's church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I taped you. That's called bootlegging now, but I taped you just for my own stuff. I didn't tell you. But I listened and I practiced everything that you did. And so even to be able to talk to you now and to call you friend is amazing. It just lets you know that dreams come true and God is faithful, and some of the things that you desire and wish for and long for, He's preparing you for it. And so when that day comes, when you treat it right, it just makes it so much better, because it would be really awful if me and Dina had funky, nasty attitudes and rolled our eyes at people. But we're in this position today, and I'm still like, man, God, you didn't even have to do this for me, but you did.
I'm positive I'm going to be sitting at the function crying the whole time, especially being as pregnant as I'm going to be. Hopefully I'll be able to maintain my cuteness. It never works out for me that way.
Speaking of the pregnancies, I watched the show, and I'm just trying to see, what is the goal? What's the number?
What's the number? What's the end result?
What's the end result? Tell me what the end going to be. I want to run on.
3.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we ran a little too far, because now we're at 5, and we don't know how that happened.
Surprise!
Yeah,
surprise.
I do.
Oh, we know how that happened.
The 2 became 1.
The happiness in the building.
Yes, sir. You know, you come back home, you get happy, and then you end up with 5 kids. I'm just saying.
Oh well,
go get it.
Yes, and they have a lot of it. Talking with the Grammy Award winning duo Mary on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
I told you guys this at the Doves. I love the fact that you guys show the dynamic of real family.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's Goo. Mm-hmm. It's Treva. Everybody. And you show a unit. And we talk about this a lot. There are very few artists who have the type of organizations that we have. You guys have such an awesome unit. It should be seen by the masses. So so that they know that you don't have to, you know, have all this strife and anxiety and going off and stuff like that. I'm so sick of them Kardashian girls. I don't know what to do because, you know, they are not representing what truth is.
Thank you, yo.
Thank you.
And you know what? It was so important for us to do that. I was like, you know what? I think I do real good at doing myself.
Yeah.
So I can't sit on this show and be fake. And let's be honest about it. When you're being artist with Yolanda, you know this very well. It's like people are looking to you for inspiration. What they know about you first is your song.
Right.
And all the inspiration that goes with that. So sometimes when you're having a bad day and it's chaos at your house or the business was bad or you just, it's personally, it's one of those off days. You still have to stand on the stage and inspire through your music and through your words. So that's all they know. But when it came time for us to do a show about our real life, every day, let's just go and keep that thing real. I ain't all that inspirational.
Not every day.
No, you need to show that.
Because
the world thinks, if I'm a Christian, I got to be perfect. And every day, it's just me and Jesus. And I'm looking up and I see lights and doves flying around and things.
Not
and that's
so.
Not the truth. Sometimes you argue. Sometimes you want to tell your man off. Sometimes you hate your sister. But then you get it back right. So that's what we wanted to show. And hopefully people are seeing that.
Mary, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Well, ladies, congratulations again. What a
Woo-hoo!
Great honor to be honored at the 2012 Essence Music Festival along with Fred Hammond. And you talk about an all-star lineup of inspiration artists from Yolanda Adams, Marette Brown, Clark, Kim Burrell, Byron Cage, Israel, just to name a few. Congratulations to you again, ladies.
Wow.
And don't y'all break up on this television show because I know y'all been hitting at that every week.
Not going to do it. Look, they know, first of all, they already know that Auntie Yo will make a specific.
But we come back.
Oh, y'all come back.
You know, we get on each other's nerves. We quit.
Yeah.
But we come back.
Break up the makeup kind of thing.
We've been breaking up with this group since 2001, y'all. But we just always get back together. So, you know.
Well, congratulations. What's up next for you, ladies?
A lot of touring, a delivery.
Okay.
A record is coming out. Hello, Erica.
In stores today. Brand new Mary, yes.
Be everywhere.
First of all, who wrote the first line? It's like you're looking through a telescope.
Looking through a telescope.
See what you're going to be. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I love words. What?
But you know what? I have to take Warren's words. He said we don't write the words. We take dictation. And honest to God, when we go in that studio, especially when you got so much going on in your life, sometimes it's hard to find that creative space. And we pray before those sessions start and ask God, give us something that you want your people to hear. And I believe that's exactly what God gave us with this song.
Great song. CD is available today. Go get it, Mary. Appreciate you, ladies. And thank you so much for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
You're welcome.
It is our pleasure.
Y'all have a good day, babies.
Okay, you too.
Mary, go get it in stores. Thanks again to Eric and Tina for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up in 18 minutes, Ask Professor Wiley and Reality AV, your source of entertainment. We'll give you the dates on the King's Men Tour. And Shaquille O'Neal is coming to television to find out which actor and television radio personality says he's just trying to be a better Christian. All that and more on the way, including Anita Wilson in Speechless. It is 7 before the top of the hour.